I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi everyone, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, I'm going to be giving you some clues about three very famous landmarks. And you have to try to guess the landmark that I am referring to. So I have three landmarks for you and four or five clues for each. If you don't know the landmark, if you don't know what I'm talking about, then don't worry. This is not a test of your geography or your history or anything like that. It's purely just to practice some English and see if you can understand the clues that I give you. Throughout this exercise, I will be stopping occasionally to look at the definitions of certain words which you might not be familiar with. So let's take a look at the first landmark. Which landmark am I referring to here? So it's an ancient limestone wall. And limestone is a hard rock used as building material and also in the making of cement. So that's the first clue. It's an ancient limestone wall. It's a place of prayer and pilgrimage. Prayer is a request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God. Prayer. The next clue, control of this wall and access to it has been frequently disputed. And this word to dispute means to argue about something. The next clue, it is 50 meters long and 20 meters high. And the final clue, it is a custom to push slips of paper, little pieces of paper, with wishes or prayers on them into the wall's cracks. And a crack is a line on the surface of something which has split but not broken apart. So this wall has cracks which you can place these little pieces of paper into. Okay, so do you know that first landmark? Let's take a look at the second one. This landmark is located next to a cathedral. The construction began in the year 1173 and was completed in the 14th century in 1399. There are 251 steps from bottom to top. And the final clue, many people take photos of themselves or others next to this landmark, often posing in a humorous way. To pose for a photo means to stay in a specific position when someone takes a photo of you. So, what's the second landmark? And the third one, more than 10.9 million people visit this landmark every year. Although it was expected to take 4 years, construction of this landmark took 14 years. Work commenced in 1959 and involved 10,000 construction workers. It was opened by Queen Elizabeth II on the 20th of October 1973. Arnold Schwarzenegger won his final Mr. Olympia bodybuilding title in 1980 in this building. So do you know the landmark that I'm talking about there? Okay, so those are the clues for the three landmarks. How many do you think you know? Well, let's take a look at the answers. The first one, it's a very famous wall. So you're thinking of famous walls. And there are a few famous walls in the world. But this one is the Western Wall, or the Wailing Wall, which can be found in Jerusalem, in Israel. The second famous landmark, next to a cathedral. And really the main clue here is the photos that people take next to this landmark. Because the building is not normal. It's not standing straight like most. It's leaning, and it's the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy. And the third landmark. So this is relatively new. It was built in the 20th century. Lots of people visit. And the last clue I gave you was Arnold Schwarzenegger winning Mr. Olympia, the bodybuilding title, in 1980 in this building. So it's clearly a place where people can perform, that type of place. It's the Sydney Opera House. The Sydney Opera House. Well done if you got that. Well done if you got any of those right. As I said at the beginning, it doesn't actually matter if you didn't know any of the answers. The most important thing is that you could understand the clues that I gave you. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any ideas for topics or exercises you'd like me to do on these podcasts, then do get in touch. I really like hearing from listeners, so I would welcome any feedback you have. You can send me an email. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.